brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Goo, what's going on, my man?
What's up, baby? Just completed a great weekend and capped it off last night watching the great Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore 2. It was great, Sonny. And I'm happy. Happy to be here.
Oh, my God.
And that's in theaters?
No, that's on Netflix.
Okay.
I was at the Cribbo.
All right. Yeah. And was it good?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah, just said that. What's up for the? Why are they going pods? Both of them back there, Carter and Risotto. The hoodie's inside.
Yeah,
you gotta take
doing?
Them off.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Giants got action.
Well, we left here. They've always had action in regard to the math. They're 2-1 since the deadline. And they extract some Kevin Costner. I won't let that one go, Stoddy. One of my best lines. Some revenge. Taking 2 out of 3 from the Giants. Wizenhunt looked apart yesterday. Jung-Hoo Lee looked like Ricky Henderson. Rest in peace on the base pass. And they had an outburst of runs with Devers bopping it out the park. Now, I will say this, and you rub off on me, and you have been. There's only 2 teams in front of them. Obviously, the Padres, who own the last wild card spot, and they're hot as fish grease. And the Reds. But the Giants didn't gain any ground in the column of 6 games back. I left, they were 6. They're still 6. But you got the Pirates for 3. You missed Skeen. So who am I to say, Stoddy? Maybe after the deadline, I'm just going mental, Dr. Darryl. Maybe they're just playing relaxed, and we'll see if they can keep this up.
Well,
that's all I can
get. How does this make you feel?
Okay.
Right now, they're 6 in back of the Padres. And if the Padres go .500 from this point on, the Giants will need to go 31-19.
Yeah, that I mean, you kind of owe that to the game, though, right? If you're the Giants, don't you owe your fan base and the guys in your
sure they're going to keep trying
in your clubhouse, you know, that type of stretch. But it's not impossible. But it starts tonight. Verlander, Stoney, let's put it right on the table early. Oh. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. He has looked better here late. Now you got the Pirates who swept you. I still can't get over that. So you got to think. You know what? Why not go win 2 in a row? Why not stay hot?
Well, let's win 1 first.
Oh, well, you did that yesterday.
Oh, you're talking about get
consecutively
on a 2-game winning streak. I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
And you got a haircut.
What'd you do? Yeah, Friday I got a haircut after work. What'd you do this weekend? What'd you do Saturday?
I went and shot hoop. Me and Lil Daryl, he's back playing, so we went to 24-hour fitness, played
some
ball.
Well, you were worried about that. That was like 2 weeks ago he was in trouble.
It was. The Lord blessed us, Donnie. Right. I'm serious. So he's back, and I'm like, dude, just kind of chill. But he was playing, I was playing, nothing barking, so I'm sparking and ready to go. Not that oh, my God. How old are you, Donnie? I'm ready to go.
I'm old.
Yeah, okay.
I'm old.
You look good.
Hey, you know, not for anything, but I texted Evan over the weekend. Evan's doing the afternoon show, by the way.
Yeah, filling in.
2 to 6 with Dan Dibley.
I miss him.
Yeah, we got Risotto.
Yeah, no, Pasta is the man. Who was with the, you didn't see him. This is why I love Shasky so much.
Oh.
He gives back. And when I say back to the community, Risotto, he does something with the Baby Giants, and he was out there with them. And I'm like, he could be at home. It was yesterday, too. He coaches. He could be at home being selfish. And he's giving back to the kids. And that makes me like you, Pasta.
This week was Friday practice, Saturday last game of the season, and then yesterday we had a festival at Oracle Park. So 3 days of it.
Tell me Saturday ended with the round table pizza when the season over. You took them out to pizza.
There's a potluck at the ballpark, and everybody brought so much food, and I have a lot of food.
We don't like potlucks, Risotto.
Someone brought Taco Bell. This potluck was unlike any other potluck I've ever seen in my life.
You can't bring fast food to a potluck.
You don't think?
That takes the meaning out of it.
Well, what if you bring like Entenmann's, you know.
Also had the worst sparkling water of my life, so whoever brought that is dead to me.
Wow. How can you go wrong with that?
One of the greatest rants of all time was Guru's potluck rant.
Yeah, just the potluck security positive.
It was one of the all-time classics.
Who's watching who, right? Yeah.
So what did you get? What'd you bring, Risotto?
I didn't bring anything.
I wouldn't have said that on air. Risotto, say some donuts.
We sent out like a little thing for parents.
Hey, Risotto, say some variety pack chips.
I didn't bring anything.
What do you mean?
Dude.
I ate the food. I didn't bring it.
Why not?
There's Costco pizza there. Somebody
no,
got
I,
that.
I said because he feels like he's coaching. That was his part of the potluck.
I don't have time to bring food to a potluck.
Well, then maybe you don't have time to
we
eat
are.
At the potluck.
That's very true. I would have been fine
the
not eating.
The panel disappointed with Risotto. Oh, man.
I got to tell you, that is a tough one. If the guy's been donating, how long's the season?
It's like five weeks, five games.
Oh, that's it.
Also, shout out to one of the kids on our team threw his hat in McCovey Cove, and it's floating in the bay.
Now that's dope.
Right after we told him, don't put your hat against the railing, he was swinging it around the railing, and it fell off.
I got my money for that kid to be successful. Now he's living his best life.
I got that under the column of littering. Littering.
Only you would, yeah.
Huh. Well, nobody saw.
All right, well.
Happy Gilmore 2 was terrible, Goo? Wow.
I haven't seen it, but I'll bet it's pretty lousy.
It had all the golfers in it. Rory, Scheffler.
Like I said.
I'm in.
Dude, when's the last time a guy made a cameo in a movie and it was actually good when they played themselves? That doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Well, Steph had a series.
It didn't work. We got Warriors news, too, we can get into.
And I'm kind of mad at you.
Oh, good.
I am mad. No, seriously.
What does it have to do with?
The gravity you gave this report from Tim Kawakami. It wasn't personal, but the fact that we got something that I kept telling you all, the Goo computer is spitting out just a telepathy that I think I have, and sometimes it's wrong. But when it's right, I want my victory lap. And to paraphrase Kawakami, he basically said, Lakeham likes Kuminga, and he may be in a Warrior uniform this year. Okay. And that's what I've been saying.
But so you're taking a victory lap in the middle of the process?
No, just I'm warming up. I got my track shoes on, baby. But you kind of said, kind of par for the course. Nah, when we had the report from Amick and Company, we did a whole show on it.
I would say that... If you don't know what we're talking about, Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard basically said, yeah, I was talking to a Warrior source, and here's what he told me, or she.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga will not be traded this summer.
There we go.
He'll be a Warrior. He'll either play on the qualifying offer, or he will take Golden State the Warriors' short-term deal.
Okay.
Now, my question would be, do you believe that?
I do, Steiny.
No, I don't.
Because of the Laker part. I don't think he wants to cut ties. Sever ties.
Yeah, I shouldn't say I don't believe it. I believe that he was, Kawakami was probably told that, but I don't believe that's set in stone. You can't do that right now when you still have a month or two left in the process. If they get bowled over by a deal, they're gonna trade Kuminga.
But wouldn't you say we're kind of, you are right in regard to the Bob Myers, shout out Myers. I talked to him this weekend, Stoney. But you don't have to make a decision till you have to. But doesn't this feel like it's in overtime, like it's gone on a little too far, and that would lead you to believe that he's not going anywhere?
No. No.
I'm trying to find a positive.
No, I mean, I think that to me, and again, I don't doubt that the Warriors indicated that to Tim Kawakami, but I also believe they're sending a message there, I think, more than anything, and that is to Kuminga, yeah, we're not going to trade you. Like, we're not going to trade you, and so you're going to do one or the other, and I don't know whether the Warriors are completely committed to going down one of those roads.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yeah, my preference is, Stoney. I want him in a Warrior uniform.
And so you want him to continue being a seventh man and not getting a lot of playing time, but you want him to handle it terrifically well, and then when they do need him, when one of their veterans takes a day off, then they're going to go, okay, Jonathan, now we need you.
Hey, no, I don't want him to be seventh. I want him to be in the starting lineup, and I want him to be the sixth man. But I'll just tell you this from my outlook. 18 points a game is there waiting, if not more, for Kuminga on this Warrior team as constructed right now. Now, will that appease him? I don't know. But I just love that I feel like our friend Joe Lacob, you got his number, I don't. I feel like I think I know what he is, and he shared it with us since his tenure here. He's a killer, and he's not going for Devin Carter and Saric and some picks for Kuminga at 22 years old. So that's why I got goosebumps when I heard that Lacob, who runs the show, didn't want to let go yet.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Who went up for the Gipper?
What does that mean?
I think I got this one right.
There's still 2 months to go.
It is August, Donnie.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants take 2 of 3 from the Mets. A little bit of Jonathan Kuminga news we'll get into. 49ers training camp. Brock Purdy. Woo-hoo-hoo. You hear about his day the other day? I'll tell you about it if you haven't. And then, Goo, I'm going to need some expertise from you.
Yeah. GMZ.
On some things that are happening culturally, socially.
In the street, Carter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.